A sexual harassment scandal at Sydney's Star Casino has reached the office of the New South Wales Premier and claimed its first political casualty. The Premier's senior media adviser, Peter Grimshaw, has been forced to stand down without pay. It's been revealed that he passed on confidential information to his girlfriend, a senior executive at the casino, and one of the women who lodged a sexual harassment complaint against the casino's managing director. Emily Burke reports.
The sex scandal engulfing Sydney's Star Casino is no longer just an internal affair. The former managing director, Sid Vaikuntha, was sacked 4 weeks ago after the sexual harassment claims were lodged, allegations he denies. But now the New South Wales government has been dragged into the whole messy business through a series of leaked messages from one of the Premier's closest advisers, Peter Grimshaw. His partner is one of two women who made the sexual harassment complaint. Emails and text messages between the couple have been leaked to the media. And today, the Premier Barry O'Farrell was forced to act.
I asked this morning my Director General to investigate whether there had been any breaches of the code of conduct for ministerial staff. I informed Mr. Grimshaw of my decision. He agreed to stand down without pay subject to that inquiry.
The Australian newspaper's New South Wales political reporter is Imre Salazinski.
The emails and texts that Mr. Grimshaw and his girlfriend exchanged from November onward, both before and after she made a sexual harassment allegation against him, show two people very intent on looking for ways to damage Mr. Vaikuntha.
And there's more.
Mr. Grimshaw forwarded to his girlfriend emails from the Premier in order to show, as it were, that he had the Premier's ear and that his advice was highly regarded by the Premier. There was nothing specifically about the casino in the forwarded emails, but the fact of forwarding them appears to be a clear breach of the code of conduct for ministerial staff.
The latest instalment has also put the spotlight on the Minister for Gaming, George Souris, and his advisor, and the communications they had with Peter Grimshaw.
He was quite proactive again and had several communications with the Minister for Gaming and the staff of the Minister for Gaming, the minister in charge of the casino, to ensure that his girlfriend's name was not made public. Now, this too may be of interest to the inquiry, given that it appears to be a conflict of interest. In other words, Mr. Grimshaw was using his influence within government not to achieve a policy outcome, but to achieve a personal outcome.
And Imre Salazinski says by any measure, these exchanges can't be explained away.
Both should have been much more careful about using their work resources, their work phones, their work emails to correspond on this matter, and in addition, the forwarding of the emails has nothing to do with the Star or the sexual harassment allegations. It's simply a failure in public administration 101. When you're working for the Premier, what happens in the Premier's office stays in the Premier's office.
The alternate Premier is Labor leader John Robertson.
We've got the communications director in the Premier's office stood down, referred to ICAC. We've got a minister who's withheld critical information from the Premier. We cannot have a situation to continue where a senior minister in this government and his advisor are allowed to continue on the payroll while there are a serious number of questions that need to be answered by these people.
Question time in the Bear Pit tomorrow should be lively.
Emily Burke with that report.